Hi everyone, it's Holz Barks here, and today I'm so friggin' excited to be talking to someone I have been following for a while, Christmas Abbott, national best-selling author of The Badass Body Diet and The Badass Life, NASCAR pit crew member, CrossFit Games competitor, weightlifter competitor, reality TV star, motivational maker, and transformation guru. Christmas is not your average fitness enthusiast. Christmas has trekked through dark paths to find her biggest light, living a life worth living and inspiring others to find their light. Through struggle, she found fitness and a new spirit that she came to be known as a true badass. Brace yourself, everyone. You are about to be inspired. All right, everyone. Today, I am super excited to get to talk to the amazing, talented, and beautiful Christmas Abbott. Hi, Christmas.
Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you doing today?
It's a good day. It's snowing here in Raleigh, so I'm trying to stay warm.
Oh, yes.
But at least it's beautiful with the snow, really.
Yes. So how cold is it there?
I guess in the 20s. Way too cold for me to really be happy.
Is the sun shining or is it a cloudy day?
Well, it's overcast. I mean, it's snowing hard. Like we're getting 3 to 4 inches. I think we already have 3 inches and it's still like coming down hard.
So, oh my gosh.
It's gorgeous though.
Totally. I know. That's what I'm in British Columbia and it's snowing and I'm like, oh, it's beautiful, but like beautiful for a picture. I'd rather see it from a sunny location. So do you get out and are you active in the snow?
Normally I am, but today's a full work day. So even though it's snowing and I'm at home, I still get the luxury of working. the privilege of working.
Yes.
So actually I have a shop about a block away from my house that my friend owns. He just launched a market there and I'm going to walk down after this and get some roasted oysters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not
that
too bad.
Delicious. So we have listeners all over the world, all different climates and ways of life. Can you give us a little glimpse into what a typical day, if there is such a thing, looks like for you?
Well, hi listeners. Thanks for tuning in. You know, typical day really depends on what is happening in my life, whether I'm traveling or home. Those are probably the two biggest things. When I'm home, I have, you know, every day of the week is a little bit different because I have like a weekly schedule. But I'm pretty, you know, normal. I wake up, I do immediately, as soon as I wake up, I do my meditation. I write down my gratitude list and I put my focus for the day. And that just starts my day on a positive note. And even if I'm going to like have a lot of challenges for that day or unforeseen issues, it allows me to really stay connected and plugged in with myself. So that's a really like important start, whether I'm traveling or at home. Mm-hmm. Also, whether I'm traveling or at home, I have to eat first thing. I am a nightmare to deal with if I am hungry. And, you know, my team works with me. We all work together at my house. And, you know, they know when I'm hungry. So I eat first thing. So I'm trying to nourish my soul, nourish my body, and then I go nourish my body with a workout. I've been doing a really great mix of CrossFit Invoke with spin class and yoga and my PT. And the combination between all of them have just really helped expedite my recovery and give me a really well-balanced body because it was kind of off for a while with the break. And then I go upstairs and I work with my team and we go through and we checklist and I let them stay in their lanes. I try not to, you know, get too involved because, you know, if I've entrusted them to grab something and run with it, then I need to trust them to grab it and run with it. Mm-hmm. And I give them mentorship and direction, but I don't micromanage. And, you know, that's a lot of the day to day. I come home, you know, I go out and I'll grab some food from the grocery store for the week. I like to cook at home. I'm not able to do it a lot. So I get a lot of prepared meals delivered. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at night I'll do either my second training for the day, whether it's yoga or spin or PT, whatever it is. I'll do that. And I come home and hang out with my dog and, you know, there's a lot of downtime here and there. We'll perceive downtime, and I'm just trying to use that to, you know, read or foster the relationships that I have.
Cool. Wow. that sounds like an amazing day and like an amazing foundation. So is meditation something that you always began your day with?
No. So I've learned how to meditate a couple of years ago, but I didn't really practice it routinely until recently, the last few months, specifically coming out of the Big Brother house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just, the whole last year was so stormy. There was lots of seasons, but lots of big storms in my life. And I just got to a point where I didn't recognize the feelings that I was having. And I was not being able to control my reactions and my attitude and my emotions, which put me into a panic. And so it made the problem worse. Mm-hmm. So I started doing all the practices that I knew would help me. And that was the big one. And it's difficult. Sitting by yourself in silence is very difficult. And it brings up a lot of stuff. And that's good because you need to work through it. So for me, it's been a must. It's in my daily practice, often twice a day, waking and going to sleep. Mm. And I've just been able to, you know, just have so much more gratitude in my life and acceptance for the things that I can't control, but also understanding that what is in my control is positive, and being able to not control my feelings, but navigate them so much more positively and productively.
Awesome. And do you contribute that life lesson and navigation to like a lot to the Big Brother house?
You know, I just think I have to chuck that up to 2017. That was a rude year for me. I had a lot of things happening, and I think the Big Brother house experience was probably the most public, 100%. Mm-hmm. So in February, my fiance and I broke up. Yeah, it was pretty devastating. We're still very good friends. We love each other, but we had to do our own thing. Mm-hmm. Around the same time, I had a very close friend get hooked on an OD on heroin and watch them go through rehab and pull their, you know, like essentially they lost everything in their life. And they're doing well now too. It's like, so that's also a positive, you know?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then, going into the Big Brother house, I just was mentally and emotionally tapped already, and I had not begun the healing process for me. So I go into the house, and then you have no reading, no writing, no communication with any outside world whatsoever. You're in solitaire, and that will do some things to you. And then I broke my foot. So yeah. My main form of therapy, which was working out, was ripped away from me.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about an actual living on earth hell? Take that first part of my year and apply it to anything, and it will rock your world. Coming out, I had a lot of issues with just suddenly having to deal with everything that else happened in the year.
Right.
And you know, I will say that it was one of the hardest years of my life. It can rival almost any other year that was tumultuous in the way that will, you know, it's like, this can change your life. It can put you in a place where you cannot recover from. So I just grabbed onto whatever I could, reading, journaling, talking, meditation, whatever exercise I could get, but was never enough. And I just started searching aggressively.
So with the, I love it all. Like it's crazy. And as a viewer and a big fan, I watched you and to kind of, to relate with the therapy that exercise gives, I wouldn't even know where to begin being in that house and not being able to have that release.
Oh man. Who are you telling? I was doing couch squats. Do you know what a couch squat equals to when you're usually like squatting 250 for a rep?
Totally,
you know, like,
yeah.
It is so not impactful. And so like, I'm having a hard time getting the endorphins released that I need in order mm-hmm. to feel positive about myself. But I, you know, a little bit is still something, and it really did help me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just like, what now?
So then now you said that you're implementing a few different things. So what is your fitness philosophy now? And how do you structure it? You gave us a little glimpse, but what is the philosophy that you are following and gearing towards? What is the accomplishment that you are working towards?
You know, my fitness philosophy didn't change. How I found what I needed in my fitness routine changed. So my fitness, it's a tongue twister, huh? My fitness philosophy is that enjoy it, have fun, explore, experience things. And I have to, you know, I was a little guilty before the break where like I was very dialed into what I liked and what I wanted to do. And I didn't explore as much as I should have, but I did do a little bit. And now I'm really trying to hone in on that and really embrace it where, you know, I couldn't lift anymore. I couldn't weight lift. I couldn't CrossFit. Not at the way that I knew that I wanted to. I'm still not even allowed to touch a barbell yet. I'm not allowed to do weighted squats yet. So with that, I'm just trying to find a more well-balanced approach to my experience and adventure and fitness, which my bottom line is enjoy it, have fun with it. If you're not enjoying it, like in a way that, you know, you're excited about it, then you're not going to stick with it. And I talk about this with nutrition too. You can have the perfect meal and it's going to do everything that you need it to do for you, or the perfect diet plan. But if you're miserable doing it, you're actually doing a little bit more damage than you think. And so if you find a little bit of a compromise, which you are having a good kind of well-rounded diet nutrition plan that you enjoy, it may not be perfect, but it's going to be perfect for you because it's the most effective and you'll stay with it. So if you find something you enjoy, then stay with it. There's a lot of different types of yoga out there, and I really enjoy this Core Power in Raleigh has been so good to me. I love the warm to hot yoga. Mm. You know, I don't love power yoga. I get my lifting elsewhere. Yeah. So I want like a rest and restorative. And I wouldn't have known that without exploring it. So pretty much 3 to 4 days out of the week, I'm doing some sort of strength training. And then 2 days out of the week, I'm doing hot yoga. 1 or 2 days when permitted by my doctor, I'm doing spin. And then I PT 1 or 2 days. So a lot of those days I'm doing doubles, but it's not as taxing as doing double weightlifting or CrossFit workouts.
Right. So if you aren't able to lift a barbell, how are you strength training? Are you implementing different kind of resistance training, or what does that look like?
Yes, I've been doing banded squats. So mm-hmm. I put the band underneath my heel and over my shoulders, and it's giving me the resistance that I need in order to feel like I'm doing something. And it's still maintaining my strength. Yes. And you know, you just have to kind of get creative. Like mm-hmm. sit in the gym, look around and start playing. Like that is your recess area. You yeah. know, that's your playground. Oh. And I've been doing bench squats with a barbell. I would only recommend that if you are kind of a higher level athlete and understand how to do that without it falling on your ankle. Yeah. And, you know, all upper body, I've been doing lots of inversions. So handstands, handstand walking, toe touches in a handstand position. And I've been playing with the advanced movements of yoga a lot more. In parallettes. So it's, you can still get a really great workout without using your entire body. And I've just been exploring that as much as possible. Plus my PT puts me through these little workouts where they look really fluffy, but they have a machine called BFR, blood flow restriction.
Oh.
And it is gnarly.
What is that? Like what? It's a machine? Like, so it restricts your blood flow?
Yeah, so like we'll put it on the leg which I broke my foot on, because we're trying to reactivate those muscles without putting any weight on them, mm-hmm. which is kind of difficult to do, right? So it acts almost like a little bit of a tourniquet, and it'll do 80% restriction for the blood flow. So you get all of the benefits of heavy lifting without actually having weight bearing lifting.
Wow.
So I don't know if you guys, if anybody's listening and they're in PT right now, ask for the BFR. You're going to cry. I cried a lot during PT, but it really, really like does some neurological and just physiological great things. So many great benefits to it.
Very cool. And do you, it's specifically accessible for physiotherapy?
Yeah, you can. It's kind of like the Normatec where you can buy it for your own house, but it's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
So I would just recommend, exploring that through your PT or whoever your recovery station is.
Cool. So then moving a little bit back into your nutrition philosophy. So with all of the ebbs and flows that last year brought, and as I watched you, you stayed in incredible, like, aesthetic looking shape. So how did you do that with the resources that you had? And then how does your nutrition philosophy look now with the way that you are training and rehabbing?
I definitely, when I'm in high training where I'm lifting weights and doing my weightlifting and CrossFit and just moving more load, right? I have to have a higher intake for food. I just need more food, right? We're working more, you're doing more, you need more.
Yeah.
So with this summer and specifically this fall and winter, it's reduced a little bit, but I know that, I don't know, it's hard to explain because I've become so in tune with my body and what it needs that I don't have to make major adjustments consciously. My body drives that need and I listen to my body. But I eat the same way now as I did when I'm in high training and high athlete. So I balance my macronutrients per meal, per snack every day. And I know it's like, if it's in your macros, you can eat it. Well, you can really mess your metabolism up if you're not sure how to properly do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people go on these diets and they yo-yo their metabolism and then suddenly it stops. It goes super slow. And you have to, you know, they may be doing the right thing, but not seeing the results. Mm-hmm. It's because it takes a little while to train your metabolism. And luckily, I've been able to train mine for a long time that it didn't affect me too poorly when I wasn't able to work out to maintain my body composition. So I eat a protein, a carbohydrate, and a fat every meal, every snack, every day. And you can get a little bit more scientific and detailed in that approach, depending on what your goals are. Mm-hmm. But I just believe in that because hormonally, it does all the positive things for me. Makes me sleep better. I feel better. I'm more energized. I don't need as much food, even though I don't care about how much I need to eat. And it just sets me into a positive mindset. Food is a drug. Yeah. Know how to dose yourself, mm-hmm. know what kind of quality of drug you want to consume, and you will see such a transformation in your body and your mental wellness just from food.
Totally. And so then you are not obviously a fan of fasted training.
I think here's the thing about that is I think that it can be effective. I think that most people that are jumping on that bandwagon do not have a fundamental understanding of nutrition and what their body needs in order to be able to go to an advanced technique like that. So there's a lot of things that work for a little bit, and they're good to jumpstart something or to implement some sort of immediate change. I don't think that it's sustainable for life. And so what I try and advocate, and this is what I'm doing through my nutrition coaching program that's launching in about a month, is that understand how to eat fundamentally and within your lifestyle fundamentally. And then once you have a good grasp on that, and I mean a good grasp, not a couple weeks, but a couple months, then you can assess what other programs you can do to surge you towards your goal a little bit more. And I think that that's where intermittent fasting comes into. I don't think that it's sustainable for a lifelong foundation.
Yeah, I love how you describe that. So you are at the height of your incredible career and you're leading the way for many to follow. You have no sign of slowing down. What are the key factors that have contributed to your success?
Oh man, you know what? Thank you so much. I hope to keep going with my career. But a lot of things that have helped me is doing the freaking work. Okay. People think that things are just going to fall into place for them, that success just happens because you start a website and you have a good idea and you want to talk about it. Yeah. No, guess what? I've done so much grunt work and, you know, write it down, talk to people about it, get ideas. However, know that what you have in your mind is what is true for you. So when I started doing a lot of this stuff, people were like, oh my God, that's not going to work, Christmas. That's crazy. You know, they'd be like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a passion project, but you're going to need to find a real job.
Right.
And I just knew that they were all lying to me. That's what I thought in my mind. I was like, well, they don't know because they don't see my vision. Mm-hmm. They don't know what I can do. And if you truly apply yourself and you're smart about it, write it down, make a plan, be willing to pivot on that plan as long as you never pivot on your goal. And you're going to have failures. Allow them to teach you the lesson that you need to know and to test how bad you want to achieve what you're working towards and then move on. Mm-hmm. Don't let it settle inside your brain. Don't let it derail you. Failures are good lessons. Yes. And there is no such thing as a failure unless you quit.
Yes.
So yeah. I don't know if that was real tangible, but.
Oh, it totally was. And okay. Like you always kind of had a clear vision with what the end result was. And I love how you say that you can pivot your plan, but you don't pivot your ultimate goal. And so then when was it that you decided, hey, like this is something that I want to pursue and it's going to work? What was that moment?
Okay, so it comes in layers, right? I didn't think 10 years ago that I was going to be, you know, a fitness nutrition expert writing books and, you know, helping spearhead a social change. I would be like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
What are you smoking? But I knew that I loved what I did. I worked out. I trained. I got to hang out with some cool people. It made me feel good. And that's what I wanted more of. So I just kept running with that. And when I realized that I could impact other people with my story and my experience, that's when I had to sit down and say, okay, what is my end goal? What am I looking to do? And I talk about this in my book, Badass Life, is describe your legacy. Mm-hmm. What does that look like for you? What do you want to leave behind? And I'm not talking, what do you want to leave behind in the world that has changed it for the good? That is your legacy. And for me, I went from somebody that had zero self-worth and no athletic background and was destined to become an addict and eventually die through my bad decisions. I just looked at myself and I was like, okay, as soon as I realized that I had that power, I was like, what am I going to use this for? And I wanted my message, my legacy is that you wake up every day with the opportunity to change your life. And it doesn't have to be a flip right then, but as long as you're making progress for a better you, then you're making positive progress and you're changing your life and you have that power 100%. And that's like my mantra for my legacy. And then the legacy is that I want to be able to be part of a contribution that makes poor nutrition absurd. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unhealthy lifestyle an effort because it's so easy to live a healthier lifestyle in 10, 20, 30 years, however it may take to build that. But I basically wanted to be a huge contributor to making health and wellness, a positive experience for the masses, not just the elite.
Yeah. I got chills like 3 times throughout that little, seriously, like, yeah, you can tell why you're a success in this area because I can feel your passion and you're knowledgeable.
Thank you.
So what has been the biggest triumph that you've had to face in living this life of your dreams?
Believing in myself, believing that I have something that is worth saying and that people are willing to listen and that my love and my passion and my commitment is exactly that. And that even if, you know, your parents or your brother and sister don't believe in what you do or don't understand it, it doesn't decrease the value of what you're doing. And so for a long time, I just didn't believe in myself, and I allowed other people to tell me what I was and was not capable of. And, you know, you can look at every other thing that I've done and I've been successful because I was like, fuck it, I know I can. Mm-hmm. And I didn't necessarily have the confidence that I could, but I knew that something positive was going to come out of it. I knew that something better or more was going to come out of my efforts, even if it wasn't exactly as go as I planned. So really just my biggest triumph and my biggest achievement to date is finding belief in myself.
And so then has there been a specific mentor or influence that has contributed to the transition?
You know, there was no, like, there's been a series of people in my life that have come in and out, or I will say, will have been more prominent in other times, than, you know, in some times or not, that was like a mentor kind of inspiration. And those people were like the everyday people that I work around, that I train with, my training partners, you know, my mom, my family, the people that I discovered CrossFit with, the people that watched me literally build my floor in my gym with my own bare hands. You know, those are the people that I find inspiration from. Those are the people in the fans. Oh my God, can I tell you? Holy God, I have amazing fans.
Yeah.
They are incredible. And them sharing their story about anything, they were like, hey, Christmas, we watched you on this. And it allowed me to feel that I was worth it and that I could do something more with myself. Or it gave me the confidence to try something. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you. So I don't have like one person that has been my idol, but I have found people, and people have come into my life that have just blown me away by their story or their, what they say to me or their influence on the world. And it's pretty freaking awesome.
So cool. How do you continue to invest in yourself to be the lead in the industry?
I'm sorry, tell me again.
How do you continue to invest in yourself to be the lead in the industry?
Well, one, I have an amazing team, and that allows me to spearhead a lot of projects that I wouldn't be able to do just by myself. Mm-hmm. And I've built that team slowly over time, right? I try to scale everything that I approach so I can do more, and that it all complements and floats with each other.
Is there a specific like resource that you go to continue to educate yourself, or a way that you transition your meditation or something like that?
You know, a lot of it is just getting into the industry and out of the industry. There's a balance between work and play that I am trying to harp in on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have my disciplined things that I do, like meditation and working out, but I need a little spontaneity in my life. Right. People become creative through movement. And you'll find that, like, if I'm taking a call, I'll walk around. It just helps tap in to that left side of the brain, mm-hmm. and open up more creativity. And talking to people, reaching out to somebody that you don't know but you look up to, and just saying, hey, I'd love to pick your brain on this. There's been so many calls that I've taken just because somebody was willing to reach out, which was mutually beneficial to me because I got ideas from it too. Mm-hmm. You know, just trying new things will help round out your perspective and experience. And, you know, that opens up some doors to opportunity. A lot of my projects have been really kind of spawned through stuff that I'm doing for myself that fans have asked for themselves. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, thank you, fans. You guys have really like built my career in what I provide.
Absolutely. And the spin that you take, is it like a dancing spin?
No, this is Flywheel. I haven't ventured out to a lot of other ones, but Flywheel, you know, it's low lit, it's lots of hype, really cool music, and we just kind of get after it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just when you said like creativity through movement, that made me think of like SoulCycle or something like that, where you do just like get to look at yourself in the mirror and jam out.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and you know, walk through the park and have a conversation. You'd be surprised of where that conversation goes.
Yes. What are a few tips and tricks that you follow to successfully maintain your shape? We kind of touched on it before, but is there something that like is, no matter where you are in the world or no matter what the season is or where you are throughout your day, that there's, it's a constant that you need, like, hydration or some type of fuel that helps you maintain your healthy balance?
Oh man, I have a whole checklist. Good sleep, being hydrated. So buy a water bottle, carry it with you. You will drink more water. You know, the meditation and well, for, you know, the food specifically and the workouts. So for me, even when I'm traveling through an airport, it's easy to find a protein, a carbohydrate with a fat. It may not be this gourmet meal, but you can have hard-boiled eggs, half an apple and some peanut butter. You can find that in a convenience store, like gas station has that stuff. And just, you know, make smarter choices. Allow yourself the indulgence, but regulate it. When with some sort of workout. So I like short interval training. That's why I love CrossFit, because it's something different every day. But you can have a travel go-to workout if you're traveling. Something that is going to get you moving, sweating, and can be done fairly quickly with a demanding schedule. So those things are key to my just maintaining a good lifestyle, which byproduct of that is a cute body.
Mm-hmm. So what projects are you, we also touched on this a little bit. What project are you excited about right now? And what is next for you?
Oh gosh. Recently I launched my supplement line Born, and I wanted really high quality ingredients, not a lot of stuff in there. You know, I wanted it to be really potent and something that I was proud to consume myself. So that's Born Relentless. We're launching a protein this month. Right now we have BCAAs, we have a pre-workout and a nighttime recovery. And I love it. It's a great line, biased slightly, but really, really wonderful line. And then I'm also launching an online nutrition coaching program. So with that, I have basically you sign up. It's a lesson plan every week. So it's education-based, education forward. Every week we give you an assignment, you know, like a challenge, like, okay, this week we want you to have a breakfast every morning. And this is what you can do. And basically we're step-by-step teaching you and educating you so you are empowered with knowledge to make better decisions about your lifestyle food choices.
Yes.
And with that, the one of the coolest features that we have is a smart scan. So I hate food tracking because I have to put all of my information in and it is a nightmare for me. And you would think that like I food track all the time. I don't do it because it's that much, it's a pain in the ass. So I was working with the developer and we created a smart scan. This would be at anything. You take a picture of it inside the app and it will list all of the things that are on your plate or in your bowl or whatever it is. And then you just add, and then you press the add button. Wow. And then you can either leave it as is or you can adjust it to be more accurate. Like how much of that did you do? How many ounces, you know, you can just add like 6 ounce steak or 6 ounces of whatever. Right. I did a highlight on my face on my Instagram yesterday and go to CA Nutrition on Instagram because we're going to be starting to highlight this regularly. I have not seen this in the industry yet. And this is a game changer. I'm telling you, I know that Fitbit has been trying to do this. Not Fitbit, but there's another nutrition thing out there that's really, really popular, and they have not been able to figure this out. and we figured it out.
And it's CA Fitness.
CA Nutrition.
Nutrition.
On Instagram. Yeah. And
right now.
And you can go to ChristmasHabit.com. I have links to all these things, but I'm not sure if they loaded it up yet. But it is I'm going to send this to you. It's unreal.
Following.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's super freaking rad.
Well, yeah, that's like when you save people time and create value, then that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, at this point, if your grandmother can work in, like, can work in a smartphone, mm-hmm. she can actually track her macros now through this program. It's that super easy. I'm basically eliminating any excuse for somebody not to track their food and understand, educate themselves on proper nutrition.
Yes. Yeah. Education is, well, education is so important because it is, it's like, all ignorance is just people not knowing better. So once you know better, you do better, right? Like Maya Angelou said.
100%, yes.
And so then what is next for you after the launch of your nutrition program?
Honestly, between the BBX programs, the workout, the supplement line, can, and then doing public speaking on, you know, lifestyle, motivational public speaking, I'm just going to take my attention and nourish these companies and nourish these products to be able to just make sure that they are living to their full potential. And after that, I am hoping to use these tools to create a corporate wellness and go from the top down instead of the bottom up.
Love it. So what is what is a must-have trait that you look for in a partner?
Workout partner.
Life partner.
Life partner. there's a few, I guess. One, I think that they have to really understand my commitment to my legacy. If they don't, then what happens is that I get busy and they start not understanding why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I think that that is critical and super like front forward. They need to be in the around or understanding of the industry for my passion for health and wellness. So they have to kind of take care of themselves too. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they have to be a pro athlete or a nutrition specialist. They don't have to be working in the industry. What I do want somebody is that they understand my commitment to the my passion, and they have their own, and they're working on their own legacy. You know, a master of their own craft, and compassion and empathy for my purpose.
Mm-hmm. Which is true, or so important for all relationships.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit of a bonus about Big Brother, because I'm a big fan and I know that it's got like a really big following, right? So so just one word answers. What does slop taste like?
Bad oatmeal.
What was the first thing you did after leaving the Big Brother house?
Cried.
Happy or sad?
Release.
Hmm. What did you miss most when you were in there?
My dog.
Yeah.
Fran.
What is the biggest lesson being on reality TV has taught you?
Be true to yourself.
Will you do reality again?
Yes.
Is there something in the works right now?
No, but I'm hoping that Big Brother asked me for a round 20.
Oh, yeah. How did you find out you were going to be the cover girl for Fitness Girls? This does not pertain to Big Brother, but.
I got a call, like they emailed me, Fitness Girl emailed me, and they're like, hey, we want to do a shoot. And then they were like, we want to feature you for the cover. And I was like, okay. Sorry, not a one word answer.
No, that's okay. How did you celebrate?
I think I danced.
Oh, wicked. Like, I love that.
Like I got up and I do a little shimmy dance. I get, you know, creepy Christmas is a real thing. nobody will understand that if they hadn't watched Big Brother, but you know, creepy Christmas is like a real daily personality that comes out. I have lots of little personalities that I own, like alter egos, and Creepy Christmas is my favorite, and she comes out a lot.
I love that. Any last notes and the best way that we all can get a hold of you, your fans?
Oh man, just tell people to find pleasure in their fitness and health and wellness in their life. And sometimes it's not really fun at first, but it leads to enjoyment. Anybody can find me on christmasabbott.com. That's where like all of the other things that I'm doing are launching. And Instagram, loved for you to follow. I get really crazy with my IG story. And that's at Christmas Abbott. And ultimately, Can and Born are on. If you sign up for my newsletter, then I send out a short newsletter every Monday. It has a Motivation Monday fit tip, meaning like how to be like a really short and sweet, not like the way I talk, lifestyle fitness tip. And then it also has like before anything is released or launched, they get first access to it or the biggest discount. And they, you know, I just plug in my my dedicated fans in the know.
And that's all through your website.
That's all through my website. Yep.
Perfect. Well, Christmas, I was anticipating this interview so much because I'm a big fan and I love everything that you do. And even after talking to you, I love you even more. And I know that you got a great following and you got a great head on your shoulders and you're doing amazing things. So thank you so much for taking the time today.
Well, thank you, Holly. I think that we make a great little duo with our names.
Oh, yeah. I know. We bring joy.
Yeah. I love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Christmas.
I appreciate the time, Holly. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.